Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome everyone. Hi, I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. Today is our big interview day and we have a mega, mega guest. Wow, Jen. I mean, what a loss for me.
You go right in. Here's why it sucks for me that you weren't here for our Sofia Vergara.
I know. No, I feel sad. I'm excited, but I'm like really sad. I was not here for this, but luckily Jen had the most amazing chat with the Sofia Vergara, hilarious, hilarious woman.
Oh, she's so much fun.
I mean, she's hysterical on Modern Family.
Oh my God. We talked about that. 11 years she did that show. We'll get into that. But in case you don't know who Sofia Vergara is, she's an Emmy, Golden Globe, SAG-nominated actress, best known for, obviously, Gloria Delgado Pritchett. That was her. I forgot that was the character's full name. In the 5-time Emmy Award-winning comedy, Modern Family, she recently wrapped production as the title role and executive producer of Netflix's upcoming limited series, Griselda. That looks very fun. And she's also been an America's Got Talent judge. She's got that size-inclusive fashion line at Walmart. She's done fragrances. And she just launched a new brand called Toti, which we'll talk about, which is all about sun protection. Love that. And it has sunscreen, this two types of face makeup, a supplement with
an ingredient I can actually get behind. Like, I did not get all science corner on her. I almost did because I, like, I have seen the studies on this ingredient. Polypodium leucotomus. It's a fern extract. It actually has really good science. Yeah, don't worry. I'm saving that for this intro part of it because I didn't, like, ruin the rhythm of my interview with Sophia by, like, pulling out a white paper. That would have really been bad.
That would have been
classic
amazing.
Jen.
No, that would have been, we got to do something like that one day.
She might have been into it. She loves science. Like, well, you'll see.
What
you'll
if
see.
She pulled out a white paper? She's like, oh, no,
no,
Jen.
I would not have been surprised. You'll see. It's a great interview. Let's get into it. I'm wearing your product today. I went with the CC cream, just so you know.
I mean, it looks amazing, but I don't know if it's because it's...
It's because of your product. I'm not blurred. This is my real face. Shade 2C. Hello. Hi. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
What shade?
2C is a perfect match for me.
I'm a 4N.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk all about your products and many other things. But first, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I have to say, I know you're from Barranquilla. And, like, I swear, there are so many people in the beauty and fashion industry from your hometown.
Really?
Tata Harper, Nina Garcia, people that have been on this show.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on down there? What's in the water? Is it like beauty and fashion is in the blood?
Well, I feel like Latin women in general, we love beauty. We love being well put together. We've seen this from generations, like your grandmother, your mother, they would like tell you always, put your lipstick on or stuff like that. It's like, I think it's like a very cultural thing that women like feeling pretty and well put together.
Did your grandmother tell you to put lipstick on?
Oh, yeah. My mother, my grandmother, my aunts. It was like, everybody, put your lipstick on. It's like, so I am obsessed with putting makeup on and lipstick on.
All right. If we go back in time then to little you with this whole family of women around you who are obsessed with beauty as well, do you remember the first beauty product that you ever used?
Actually, yeah. It's funny. One of my aunts... She was the sister of my grandmother. She was married to a French man. And so she would travel a lot. She had a different life than everybody else had because she was married to a French man. She had a half French baby. And she would travel a lot to Paris. And she was my godmother, too. So the first time I had like a really beautiful piece of makeup was a Chanel blush that she brought me for my birthday from Paris. And it lasted me like forever and ever because I would just use little by little. And I kept buying that color for like many, many, many years. I should go back to it, actually. I haven't thought about that.
But they still make it. You know how they do that. They always discontinue.
Oh, yeah. I know they make it. It's like, okay. It was like one of their classic colors that I'm still on the market.
She knew her stuff, giving you Chanel. Like, what age were you getting a Chanel blush?
I was like, I want to say like 12.
Okay. You went right into the good stuff right away.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why I saved that Tell little me. Chanel thing forever. I didn't get into the good stuff until later, you know, later. But, like, I started knowing about the difference and seeing how beautiful the packaging and falling in love with makeup from that one blush.
Yeah. Now, was she somebody that you looked to for beauty advice, or was there somebody else in your family or magazines?
We all did look up to her. Also, her name was Sophia. So it was, like, the only person, the other person that I knew that had that name at the time, it was her and Sophia Loren, because Sophia wasn't a very popular name 50 years ago. And because she traveled, like I said, to France and all that, she was always into clothing and makeup and perfumes, and her house always smelled like a certain way, like her perfume. So I did look up to her, and also I inherited my big boobs from her. I would relate to her a lot.
Wait, so her house smelled good too? Do you remember what perfume she wore?
It was Shalimar.
It's what my grandmother wore. It brings back such good memories. And it's a big perfume.
Yeah. So that's why it smelled everywhere. It smelled like her.
Yeah. So now, I mean, at age 12, you weren't doing like modeling or entertainment or anything then, were you?
No, I started doing that like when I was 17, but at 12, no.
And by then, did you have your beauty game down? Like models used to have to do their own makeup and stuff. Had you learned that stuff?
Yeah. Also, for example, in Colombia, in Barranquilla, actually, we're very big on carnival. So we grow up doing our hair, makeup really crazy for the 4 days of carnival. There's a lot of hype around it. It's a very important time where we prepare dances. We do different costumes. So we grow up around art and makeup and hair and costumes. But that's very specific from Barranquilla.
Yeah. Wait, can you dance? Are you a good dancer?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm okay. From Barranquilla. Okay. My hips don't lie.
a fellow Barranquian, yes, of course.
Yeah.
So you didn't start being on camera until you were 17, but from then on, like, I've been watching you on film and movies for years. So you've sort of, like, grown up on camera. Has that affected the way you approach beauty? Like, you get to see yourself a lot more than most people did before we all had phones and everything.
Well, yeah, of course. It makes you focus on it. Like, you know, you of course, you have to be on camera. You have to look great, or you have to also feel great. And when I started, mainly, you would do it yourself. Like, for example, I work, my first big job in the United States was at Univision. I had a traveling show, and it was a show that became very, very popular. But because it was traveling, I would have to do my own hair and makeup. So I was always looking to what was out there, what was people were using, what looked great on camera. Of course, I think it brings an awareness to beauty to be in the entertainment business before a normal girl.
Yeah, because they always talk about now, like these teens growing up with social media, the pressure of seeing yourself. And I'm like,
yeah,
celebrities actually know that pressure better than anyone, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I sometimes think about that. It's like now with social media, it is so great though, because you're so informed. You see what's going on in the world of fashion, beauty, you know, health. I mean, it's an amazing tool. But I think sometimes it might be too much for young people to have so much information to feel like you're missing so many things. You know, I love magazines, and that's how I think I got a lot of the information from beauty. Like, I would read every single article on beauty and health and diet and exercise and everything. And I had a traveling show, so I would buy on a plane ride in the airport all the magazines. So that was like my social media. And you feel the pressure of, oh, I want to do that. I want to buy that. I mean, oh, I need that. I need to change that. You know, it's a lot. And that was just from magazines. I cannot even imagine now for young people to see it in, you know, in their hands 24 hours a day in person, people talking, people telling you. It's like, oh, where do you start?
Totally. Do you ever, I've never seen your travel show. I'm sorry. I've seen many other things you've been in. Do you ever go back and look at old film of yourself, or is that like a dangerous thing to do?
And no, I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, I see a lot of stuff because on social media, people post things from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it. And there's a million things that come up on Instagram or in social media that I am like, huh? When was I there? Or there's a million of photo shoots that I look and I'm like, I mean, even if you kill me, I don't even remember where or when was that or for what. It's really weird. But it's like, yeah, I see a lot of the stuff that comes out on social media, and sometimes it's like amazing. Sometimes it's like, oh my God, why was I wearing that? Why did people let me wear that?
I ask not just because of beauty, like regrets, like, okay, we all, maybe our brows were too skinny or whatever it was. I don't know if you went through that phase.
No, I didn't. I never did my eyebrows, actually.
You were smart. You were smart. But also because, like, as we age, I don't know, you can compare what you look like on film now to what you looked then. Does it affect the way you feel about aging?
Of course, it's horrible. I'm 51. Even, for example, I started Modern Family when I was, you know, it was 11 years. So sometimes if I'm watching Modern Family or something, or they post something about episode, you know, season one. And then season 10, I'm like, what happened to me, for God's sake? It's horrible. Like, if you watch an episode from the first season, from the last season, it's like, why?
I didn't think of that because people binge now at the streamers. You could watch 11 years of Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, you see me aging right in front of your eyes. It's horrible.
No, it affects, like, I know, like, I'm getting older. It affects you, especially when you can see it on the camera. Do you feel that any pressure to, like, keep yourself looking exactly like you did at a certain age?
Well, I do feel pressure. I mean, I think it's not realistic to think that you can look exactly the same. That's not what I am going for. I think I'm gonna go fighting. I mean, I think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I have friends.
No, I'm not laughing because I'm right here with you.
Some friends and cousins, they're like, oh, I know I'm not gonna do that. I was like, oh no, I'm done. It's like, oh, for what? It's like, I'm like, no. It's like I'm
like, where do you
try.
Draw the line?
I'm not afraid of anything. Like, if you tell me you need to put cement under your eyes, it's like, oh, come, give it to me. I'm like, I don't care. I'm ready for plastic surgery. I mean, I'll do everything. I mean, of course, without going crazy. And I think you have to be very careful and you have to be confident with what you have. But if you can, why not? You know, it's like, if you're not hurting anyone else, do whatever you want.
Yeah, like, I feel like you kind of, you look at your peers, at least I look at my peers. I'm a beauty editor. We all have access to everything. So I'm like, okay, she looks good. I want to do that. Also, you do the bad one first so I can see what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. I am like, I'm always like, when I go to parties or everything where I meet people, I'm like, oh, I'm like finding out, where did you go? And you have to. I mean, I guess also because I'm in this business and I'm 51, but I'll try.
Well, clearly, and you'll try so much, you have your own line, which I want to talk about. This is exciting. I have to say, now you have your own line, you could be the face of your own line, but do you remember the first time you modeled for another product?
Well, yeah, I was in a Pepsi commercial when I was 17. Oh, you mean a beauty product?
Well, that's a beauty product for me. I need the caffeine, but yes, yeah. I meant a beauty product.
Oh, yeah.
So Pepsi was the first, but did you do other beauty lines? I know you were CoverGirl back in the day.
Yeah, I did CoverGirl for a long time. I did Head & Shoulders for a long time. But those have been, like, you know, in the past 12 years. When I was young, I think I didn't do as much beauty products, but I did more, like, clothing lines and stuff like that.
Well, so now you have your own. This is really exciting. And I love that you're focusing on skin protection. So I want to talk about, first up, can we talk about the name? I need, like, some background on this name. Toti, am I saying it right?
It's really hard nowadays, I don't know if you know that, to find
to get
names.
A trademark.
To get a freaking trademark. And you end up getting these Froopy, Puri, you know, names that mean nothing because there's nothing. So I think everybody has to get creative and get these weird names. But I always want something more. I want something that is a little bit more meaningful, that has something to do with me, or that reminds me of something, or it has something to do with me. When we were looking for the name for this, it's like, you know, I have meetings and I ask people, my cousins, my friends, people that work with me, what do you think about this name? And I run it through everyone and everything. I couldn't come up with the name. And then I don't know who it was. Somebody said, what about Toti? And I'm like, Toti? I'm like, but yeah, why not? And mainly because the whole story started of me thinking about makeup, starting when everybody used to call me Toti. That's my nickname. But it's a nickname that I know that only the people from Barranquilla or from Colombia call me like that. Like, I was telling a story this morning to someone that I was in New Jersey like 3 days ago, and I was walking down the street and I heard a guy scream, Toti! So immediately I get paralyzed, and without turning around, I'm like, I know it's someone from Barranquilla. So Toti was my name. In Colombia, everybody has nicknames. And my brother, who passed away, he was older than me 2 years, and he couldn't say Sophie when I was born, so he kept calling me Toti.
So cute.
Toti, instead of Sophie, Toti. And so everybody in Colombia calls me Toti.
In my head, honestly, Maybe I didn't do my background research. I know it's a new line. I was like, it's total protection. And she took out a couple letters.
Oh my God.
So you can use that if you like.
I'm going to use that.
Because that's how I was like, oh yeah, total. Inside, outside. I get it.
Wow. You are a genius.
But let's talk about this inside, outside. By the way, so many people, like I get this question all the time. People are like, oh, my makeup has SPF. So like, I'm fine, right? And I saw your line and I was like, Sophia gets it. She gets it. It's not fine. You need more than that. So like, why do a sun protection line? Why multiple ways? What were you thinking?
It's been decades of me thinking about it. I had a traveling show in the 90s. Like I said, I did my own hair and makeup. I come from a tropical city. Barranquilla is by the Atlantic Ocean. It's sun. We're by the equator, so it's sun all year round. And there's not really much to do but to go to the beach. And so that's the plan. That's the weekend plan, to go to the beach. And if you're not in Barranquilla, you go to Cartagena, which is 45 minutes away, and it's on a boat, on the islands. And, you know, it's sun, sun, sun. And nobody really wore sunblock at that time when growing up 50 years ago in Colombia. Actually, we did this horrible thing. Now I think about it and I'm like, ugh. I mean, how am I not destroyed? I don't understand. Because for us, for some time, we would do like a concoction of coconut oil that you would buy in the streets, like at the beach. And you would put it all over you and that's what you would tan with. It's like, I think Americans used to do like baby oil or something like that. And so we would do coconut oil. It's like frying a chicken and it was bad. So for a long time I did that. Then I moved to Miami in the 90s where everybody was tan too and fit and the models. And it was the 90s in Miami Beach, rollerblading. My son was a baby, you know, a kid. He was like 4 years old. So the plan was, let's go to the beach in Miami. I live by the beach. So it was also sun, sun. And then in one of these magazines that I read on a plane one day, it was like they started talking about sunblock and sun damage. And, you know, it was little by little in the 90s that you started listening to that. And I was paying attention because I've always been beauty obsessed. And I love that. So I started listening to that. And I'm like, oh, I have to do something then. If you know, I was in my 20s, so I was like, I wish that I had known that I needed to do it also in my neck and in my chest because they don't really match now. So for more than a decade, I only did it in my face. I went to a drugstore and I would buy something and that's all you had. And I always thought, I mean, how amazing would that be that it was makeup with sunblock? Because also I needed to be on camera, so I needed makeup. And I was usually outside because it was outdoors, the filming. So I was like, there was always something in my brain, like there's something that needs, it's not, doesn't work, the sunblock, the white sunblock with the makeup. It was like a nightmare. Years passed, and in one of my trips to Spain, I found this product called HelioCare. And HelioCare, it was makeup, SPF, super high with tint. So I was like, oh my God, this is genius. I need this in my life immediately. And I got obsessed. That was all I used. I would bring it in my bag, like 10 of them. Every time I would go to Europe, if somebody would go to Europe, it's like, please, can you bring me some? I will pay you. And that was my thing, the HelioCare makeup with sunblock. And I loved it. And the color was perfect for me. It was super easy. You reapply. And my skin has always looked really good, like my face skin.
Yeah.
And then
she wasn't putting the HelioCare on her neck.
Yeah. I was like, one day I came to my manager, Luis, and I said, it's like, you know what? There's no product like this in the United States. Mm-hmm. I want to do something like this. This is what I use. And everybody would ask me, what are you using? So then I'm like, how do we do this? How do we create this product? We should copy this and do it in the United States. He's like, we don't have to copy it. Why don't I go? I contact Cantabria Labs, which it says in the package, and we ask them if they want to go in business with us. And we create a brand of this product that you're dying for and that you can't live without. And so we started talking with them. They were amazing. We went to see their laboratories. It's spectacular in Spain. They place the laboratory on top of a source of water so that they can access the water to do their products, super clean water. I mean, it's beautiful. And so I went crazy and I'm like, yes, yes, I want to partner with them. I want to create Toti for the United States. We had to tweak some things because, of course, you know, FDA has different...
Sunscreen's hard. Oh, so many. We don't have the good ones here in the States, first of all.
No, it's very old fashioned. You know, they don't want to.
We're a little bit behind.
Super weird. You would think, I don't think that they have updated anything like in 80 years or something super crazy.
Oh, the US government not updating things? That's weird to you.
It's like, but,
it's kind of
but
what they're
you
known
would
for.
Think skincare wise right. is like we,
yes, of
we
course.
Need to be protected from cancer. It's like, do you want us to get cancers?
Yeah, because you want to get a high SPF, because that's what I noticed too. This isn't like makeup that they throw in like a little 10, SPF 10.
No.
And you're like, I think,
no.
You've got, what is this one I'm wearing? It has SPF 50 plus.
Yeah.
Right.
It is top of the top. I mean, you can't get better than that. It's like, I mean, I'm telling you, I wear this thing. Even before it was in my line, I have a house in the Bahamas and I am outside the whole time. And at night when I take my makeup off, my compact, because this one is the one I use the most over when I'm over there, because it has the sponge. So it's like I carry it everywhere and it's like everywhere. And
yes, the cream
I compact. Take my makeup off, I take it off and my face is completely a different color.
Because you haven't gotten any sun. That's good.
Exactly. And so I know it works. Like after days and days in the sun, my face is absolutely like white. And I love it.
Well, that means it works. Can I ask you about this compact? Because when I put mine together, the scent of this is like a smoothie. I was like, this makes me want a fresh pressed juice. I don't know. Can you tell me what the scent is?
It's so good. It's clean. It's like...
It's like green juice. I don't know.
I can't believe this is my product.
Your little baby out in the world, right?
I know, because I mean, it's so good. Like it's beautiful. Like it's perfect. Like it's all you need. Like I have even been using it to film.
Is it better than the HelioCare?
No, it's as good.
As good, but lots of shades too, I guess. So that's good.
But we have more shades, which is
that I did notice that, which is, you need to, obviously. Yeah. But you did also, talk to me about the supplement, because first of all, how do you get in the habit of taking a supplement? Because I'm so bad about that. Like, what do you do to help remind yourself?
It's hard, but you know, what I think, the approach that I do is not to try to punish myself like, oh, you didn't take it, or you didn't take it today. No, because there's supplements. So there's nothing wrong if you don't take them every single day. But if you take them the majority of days, it's like eating food. You don't have to eat every single vegetable, seed, everything every day to have all your nutrients. So to me, that's the way. I don't punish myself with it. Like if I put it in places where I'm going to have access to it in the morning or when I'm eating or in my trailer mm-hmm. or in my car. And so it's not like a punishment. And then you do it even more. You'll see. Because sometimes when you feel like, oh, I haven't been taken in a week, then you're like, oh, why even take it now? No, just take it when you can and it's great. The supplement we have, it's amazing because it works with helping you. Because, you know, the whole line is about protecting, about correcting, about helping you with sun damage. And which is happening to us every single day because we drive, we're outside, we're inside places with light. So if you work from the inside, it's amazing. And Cantabria Labs figure out that there is this product that can actually help you. As, of course, it's not like you take that and then you don't need to put sunblock. No.
Okay, I have to tell you, I'm a bit of a science nerd. So like back in the day, I remember the study about polypodium, this like weird fern, like one of the few ingredients that helps boost sun protection as taken as a supplement. And I was like, why don't more people know about this? And then I looked on the ingredients of your supplement and it's one of the ingredients. So I can vouch, guys. I did the science background on that one. That's like a known boost of antioxidant protection for your skin, not just your whole body.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
Cantaria Labs have been investigating it for like 25 years, you know, or like more, like 50 years, something like that.
Oh, they did the supplements that made it, the HelioCare pills, right? It's the same lab. Of course it is.
Yeah.
You got the good stuff, Sophia.
No, it's scientifically proven. Like, I didn't want it to do... Listen, when I got this idea of doing this makeup and sunblock at the same time, there was no one in the market that had it. It took me too long because I've been busy, being famous and all that stuff. And I kind of like, I regret a little bit that I got a little bit behind with my idea that I wanted to do. And now the market, there are a lot more of products that have sunblock and tint. But 6 years ago, it wasn't like that. It wasn't. Yeah. There wasn't as much. But this is different. This is hardcore sunblock with the color. And it looks beautiful. It's perfect. It has coverage. It's not. It doesn't look like you're putting sunblock. You know, it looks like you're doing makeup. And so it was like, it's been amazing. It's like I can't believe it's out now because it's been a lot of work. And I feel there is a difference about this product than all of them that are in the market right now.
So you've been using this for years. I assume you've not been sunburned in a long time because you know about sun protection now, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, I have been a little sunburned, a little bit here. Like if you're in a boat or something and then you forget. But in my face, no.
And you told me you're like a level four. You have a naturally blonde, right? You have a fair complexion?
Yeah. Yeah, I have fair complexion and I'm very yellow skin. Like I tan. Like if I go in the sun, I tan. But I mean, I only, like I used to be in the sun. Now I don't. Like now it's 2 times a year when I go on vacation, you know, a little bit. But my face is always protected. And if I have to work, be it an event or an award show, I use self-tanners in my body so that I don't have to tan.
Do you have a favorite self-tanner? I can never find one I like. They all smell funny.
You know what? I like everything in my product life. I've tried everything and I have changed. I mean, I've been using self-tanners for a long time because I have been conscious about the sun for decades. And before they were super orange, I've gone through all of them, Saint-Tropez, I mean, you name it. And lately, in the past, like, 3 years, I've been using one that it's really good for my skin color. It's called Mind Tan.
Am I going to smell like burnt toast?
Yeah, but like, I'm so used to it. Like, you know, and I think of it as part of my work. If I have to be on a dress like this and
you don't
want
to tan. This is
the scent
of money. This is me looking the part. Getting the job done. I'm impressed. I should think of that next time I use it.
Exactly. You have to think about it like that way because, of course, nobody wants to. I mean, my husband hates it, but he doesn't say that anymore.
I wasn't going to say, but that's the thing. If you're in bed with someone and you've self-tanned, they're like, what's that smell? I'm like, that's why I look cute. So deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Just you have to do it. I mean, if it's for your job and for your beauty, just do it.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
You're obviously into the beauty treatments. You grew up with beauty and everything and skincare. Can we talk about some other aspects of beauty, like manicures, makeup, hair? Is that fun for you? Do you enjoy the process of getting done?
I hate it. I don't understand why girls love doing their nails or their hair. To me, that's a torture. It's like maybe it's because I've been working in the entertainment business. When I have every freaking day for months and years, people on top of me doing my hair and my makeup, that's like the least thing I want to do in my off days. So I hate it. Like for a long time, I can do my nails on my own so that I don't have to sit there for 2 hours. I hate it. But I usually, for work and they need to be perfect, I'll do my nails. But it's not like my, oh, let's go do our nails. No. I hate it.
What about like massages or, I don't know, face acupuncture? Do you enjoy any of these kind of treatments?
For example, massages, I just do them for like lymphatic. I like lymphatic massages where supposedly they help you drain toxins and all of that. I am a person that doesn't sweat that much or that easily, and that's really bad to keep all your toxins. So if I'm going to get a massage, if I have the time to book a massage, I'm not going to do a relaxation massage. I do a lymphatic massage.
Have you ever get down the table and they just start, like, they're, like, barely petting you and you're like, no. I want my money's worth.
I usually know where I'm going. And lymphatic massages, now they're getting famous in the United States. But for a long time, nobody knew what it was. So only like in Miami, because there are Brazilians and Colombians and Venezuelans. But it was very hard for me to find a good lymphatic massage in Los Angeles. And now the past like 2 years, they have become a thing. So thank God for that.
Are there any treatments that are non-negotiable for you? Like, even during the pandemic, you were like, I'm going to find a way to get X done. Or could you go bare and you'd be happy?
No, actually, during the pandemic, I am lucky that I'm 51 and I barely, like now this year, I started seeing a couple of white hairs here and there. So I'm lucky because I can stay without doing my hair color for like 6, 7, 8 months and no problem. Like,
you are lucky.
I know. It's like I can't believe it because some of my friends, they have had white hair since their 20s. So I kind of like during the pandemic, I didn't do my hair color and nobody was noticing. I was doing working a lot on Zooms, but it was fine. I didn't do any facials, nails. I mean, unless it was something like for work, I was very good trying not to get the virus.
Well, sure. And all right, so you can handle a natural look if need be. I like that. I also know you're very into fragrance because you have your own fragrances. Do you still wear your own fragrances?
Yeah, all the time. And it's nothing better than people asking you, what are you wearing? And you're like, it's mine.
I would be very selfish. If I got famous, I think that I would do fragrance first just because then you get like a bespoke scent for you that you wanted anyway, right?
It's amazing. Yeah, I love it. It was one of the most fun things and you get to pick what you want.
Do you mix it up or you have a couple, right? Which one's like your signature? Or do you mix, you wardrobe them?
I like changing. I'm not like I have to smell one smell like the rest of my life. No, because I hate that then I stop smelling it. I want to smell it. It's like that happens like after a while. I'm like, I'm not smelling anything. Do I even put perfume on? I hate that. So I change so I can smell it. But I think perfume is one of the things that everybody should always wear, you know, because it gives you a little oomph once you put it on. And it's so nice to come close to a person and smell something nice. I love that. I think it's something really nice that everyone can do for themselves to put a little bit of perfume. Unless you have crazy allergies, then don't.
What about your house? Are you into a home fragrance? Because at Fat Mascara, we are obsessed with a candle, obsessed with a diffuser. What do you do in your house?
I'm obsessed with everything, yeah.
What does it smell like?
It's like everything. I have, like right now, I'm really obsessing with, it's called Soho Home. It's like the line from the Soho House that they have a line of candles and diffusers. So we just moved into a new house. And everywhere, every corner has a fucking thing. I mean, it's like, I love it.
And then you feel like I live in a hotel, which is the dream.
Yeah. Candles, the diffusers. I mean, it's so much fun. I like everything nice.
What, and some other beauty products that you're into? Like, obviously, we're wearing our Toti all the time now.
All the time now, yeah. I wear it actually even at night, which I thought always I'm not going to wear stuff with sunblock at night to go out at night.
Oh, not to sleep, but like if you're
not
evening
to sleep.
Makeup.
No, no, I'm not that crazy.
I was like, I feel like this is beauty 101 to wash your face before bed. You should know this.
No, but I use it to go out at night now because I actually always thought, okay, if you sunblock, you don't need it at night to go out. Just clean your face and start over with foundation or with powder, whatever you're going to do. And now I like how my skin looks with it. So I put it on even to put my, you know, date night outfit, whatever, I put it on. And I have it on right now. I like, for example, and I also figured out recently, actually, I was doing a shoot and And I was like, always like, is it going to look good on camera and this and that? And because I wanted to use the product, because I'm talking about the product, I don't want to be lying and saying I'm not using the product when I am. I am using the product when I'm not. And for some reason, I don't know, it hit me. I put this one on first, the CC cream.
Yeah.
I put it all over and then I put this one on top. And I was like,
this does not give us SPF 100, people, by the way. That's not how it works. But yes, you do the cream.
But it gives you dewy skin.
Oh, you look dewy. I didn't try that one yet. I'm going to try that. I like a little gleam.
Yeah, I love that. So I was like, this is perfect. So now I've been doing this to film.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, I love it. But you were asking me about beauty products. No, I mean, I love every, I think I've tried every beauty product in the world.
What lip are you giving me today? It's very pretty. Do you know?
This, you know what? I got it on Amazon, I think. It was just like a lip liner that I saw and I ordered it. And this is the first time I wear it. I don't even know
the
name.
Wait, you shop on Amazon?
Sometimes.
I can picture your Amazon delivery person seeing the name and being like, Sofia Vergara. That can't be. Like, you must use a
fake name on Amazon. I buy everywhere where I can find some things that can arrive very fast.
That's true. That's true. I don't know why I think about these things. Celebrities, they're just like us. Of course you shop on Amazon. Okay, so you got an Amazon lip on. What about brows? Like, you have great brows always. Is there color in there?
Yeah, I've always, one of my favorite things that I've always had has been my eyebrows. I've never really messed with them, like plugged them, nothing. I like the look of thicker eyebrows. I have half of the eyebrows now that I used to have when I was young. So now I do fill them a little bit here at the end with Anastasia's pencil. And she has like an amazing line of makeup and lipsticks. Usually I have her lip liners on. I love them. And definitely she's the queen of eyebrows.
They make a good pencil, they do. Any other beauty products before I have a little speed round of questions for you?
I have rosacea, so I can't wear like really thick creams or moisturizers. So I'm really into serums. I mix them like anti-aging serums and collagen serums. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I can get away with putting a lot of serums on so that I don't have to use a thick cream because for some reason, when it's too moist, it makes my rosacea like flare up. Dr. Nigma Talib has a really nice line of face serums, number one, and I don't know what the name of the other. And she makes me mix them together, which I love, and I put them all over my face.
I mean, if I could look like her, sure, I'll use the serum.
I know, she looks great.
She's gorgeous. Okay, so let's do our speed round here at the end. Just first thing that comes to mind, first question, you're the host of America's Got Talent. What talent do you wish you had? You have a lot of talents, but what one are you missing?
I would love to dance, like, you know, like really dance.
Okay, what's your pet peeve? Could be anything. Beauty thing, life thing. You can't tell me traffic because everybody from LA says traffic, so you can't say that. Well, you can. I can't give you rules.
Oh, bad coffee.
That's a good one. When it's like water, it's like, thanks for the brown water.
I'll throw it in your face if you give me like something really bad.
That's what I'm going to do next time I get bad coffee. It's so disappointing, too. And all you want is the rich hit of flavor, and they give you, like, brown water. That's my new answer. That's a good answer. Okay. If you had to quit the entertainment business tomorrow and take a job in the beauty or, like, health industry, what would you do?
I would be a doctor.
You did study dentistry, didn't you?
Yeah, but I went to study dentistry because I really wanted to be a doctor, but that time, women were not doctors in Colombia. Mm. But I am a frustrated doctor. I love everything that has to do with the human body, medicine, science. I read every single article. I mean, my husband gets so annoyed because sometimes, like, it's 3 a.m, I can't sleep. And I'm like, what are you watching? Let me see. And I'm just watching, like, a prostate operation, prostate removal. It's like, for what? It's like, what are you going to do with all that?
Maybe someday I'd need to do one. Come on.
It's like, you'll see. You'll see when you're 70 years old. You'll be thanking me for watching this video. I'm going to tell you all about it, what you have to do step by step.
It's like, we're on a desert island and you need prostate surgery. I'll be able to do it for you. Great skill to have.
everything. And all my girlfriends, everyone that I know calls me every time that they have like a medical issue.
Oh,
they
yeah.
tell me what doctor I need to call. What do you think that is? So I am the first stop. The insurance should be paying me because I am the ones who tell them you have to call your gastroenterologist. You have to call your internist, or this is a cardiac problem.
You do referrals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You should be getting a cut. Okay, what's your favorite indulgent snack?
Cake.
That's very general. Can you be more specific?
Like a pound cake.
Oh, okay.
No, pound cakes, I love. You know, the vanilla, the classic pound cake. I love yeah. it. Homemade, preferably.
Very nice. Okay, last question. What do you need to get good beauty sleep? What do you need to sleep well?
I mean, now a lot of things, because I'm 51. So that starts happening when you're... start to be premenopause and all that, you know, your sleeping habits start changing. When I'm traveling, I do take something, but when I'm at home, I try to do it naturally or with some kind of, there's these little Colombian drops that they're supposed to relax you. I don't know if it's psychological or not. So I take the little drops, but I get really jealous. My husband, he just like, he's talking to me and suddenly I turn around and he's gone. Me, I have to like lay in the bed and read things and then finally
watch
go to
prostate
sleep.
Surgery.
Yeah. Couple of surgeries. Yeah. Couple of procedures.
Yeah. That'll put anyone to bed. Well, I'm glad you eventually do get to sleep. That's great. And I'm so glad you were able to come on Fat Mascara and share Toti with us and your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope that you love the product.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.